The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
The Jeff Fisher Show.
Saturday mornings, 9 to noon Eastern.
On the Blaze Radio Network.
Now, a week ago, we had breaking news on Bill Cosby, right? I mean, the charges of aggravated indecent assault ended in a mistrial. And that happened, you know, during this program live last week, about the same time that we're talking right now. Now, Mr. Cosby, I'm a Bill Cosby fan. I know that. And quite frankly, I'm tired of talking about Bill Cosby. And why are you talking about him? Because of this story that I have in my hands right now that I cannot believe is real. Okay. Now, we know that, look, Cosby's legacy is done. It's over. Right? I mean, it's over.
And it probably should be if he raped those women.
I know. But you've already ruined him. Okay, I don't know how much more of the people's money they're going to spend to try the man, but, you know, he's 80 years old, and, you know, we've been down this road. Right? I mean, it's over. He doesn't have he can't do his act anywhere. He's not going to be doing movies. Maybe in 20 or 25 years, the Cosby Show will make it back to Netflix. In some obscure, they'll rename it. Like the show that had Bill Cosby on it. Won't be the Cosby Show. But, you know, it's possible. Because the show itself, it was funny. But it's tough to, some of that stuff is tough to see now. Knowing what you believe to be true now about Bill Cosby. But Andrew Wyatt and Ebony Bunsen, publicists for Bill Cosby, were on Good Morning Alabama. And, sir, Good Morning America wouldn't have them? We're going to go on Good Morning Alabama. Okay, well, maybe they're making the round on all the Good Morning shows, you know, for each state. God bless them. But it says here by the publicist that Bill Cosby is going to be holding some town halls around the country. And good. I mean, maybe, you know, try to, you know, work in a little comedy. It won't be necessarily an act, because if you have an act, then people are going to show up and you know, with their signs, and you suck. Right? Bill Cosby, according to his publicist, is going to be holding a series of town halls to educate young people on sexual assault. This can't be real. It just can't be real. Can it? Benson said Cosby wants to hold these town halls because it's important for people to be educated on what can be considered sexual assault. Laws are changing. The statute of limitations for victims of sexual assault are being extended. That's why people need to be educated, she said. You know, a brush across the shoulder at this point can be considered sexual assault, and it's a good thing to be educated about the law. Now, we know Cosby has been accused of sexual assault or misconduct by at least 50 women. See, that's what... Oh, we've been down the Cosby road. But has only gone on trial for the assault of one. And, of course, that one said that Cosby drugged and assaulted her at his house in 2004. Of course, you know, they're trying to schedule a retrial on the big Cosby drug case. Ugh. Now, the good thing is, or the bad thing, depending on how you look at it, there's no official schedule for the town halls yet. But look, they're planning on at least a 5-city tour. You know, quick stops in Chicago, Detroit, Philadelphia. I mean, that's only three, but they said five. And perhaps Bill needs to maybe, I don't know if he's heard of a thing called the internet. Maybe he, you know, rents a space without a lot of people around, and then he tells us what he wants us to know. And we watch it on our own in our own homes, not out in public. And then Bill doesn't have to come out into public and face the crowds. I think that would be the smart thing to do. But, I mean, really, if this is true, he's just missing being in the limelight. And he's missing feeling the crowds and the audience. And, I mean, that's why he was still performing. He's been performing for 1,000 years now. So now he's going to find a way to perform again in front of a live audience to get the feel. I would say, Bill, no. Bill, call me. I'm not sure Andrew and Ebony have your best interest at heart. It's probably a good thing for you just to, you know what? Don't even do the internet thing. You know what you should do is stay home. Maybe fight with the wife a little bit. Call the kids once in a while. You've got security. Go out for a walk once in a while, you know, around the neighborhood, close to home. And if you want to go someplace, you know, away, go. Just don't announce it. Just go. And what I would do also is I would make sure that when you're going, I would keep the windows up. You know, tinted. So people don't see. Bill, I don't think you understand. I don't think he understands the deal. But there's not a lot of people liking you, Bill. Whether you're innocent or not, whether you're guilty, what I would do is stay home. That's my advice. Call me, Bill. Have Ebony and Wyatt give me a call. We'll straighten it out for you, okay? Because if you're actually thinking about doing town halls to educate people on sexual assault, hell, I could do that. Oh, you're not Bill Cosby. You know what? Maybe I'll go on tour with Bill. That's what I'll do. Bill, I'm offering my services. I'll go out on tour with you. We'll educate people on sexual assault.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services
at 800-600-8192. That's 800-600-8192. 800-600-8192.